chapter number 4 this evening. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessings on the meeting. Brother Jerry, would you pray? Ask God's blessings on our meeting tonight. Romans chapter number 4. This thing sure is loud. I'd keep it there to adjust me down a little bit. Good now? Now, Romans chapter number 4. What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, then he hath whereof to glory. But underline this, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, and his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. The last time that we got to teach on Wednesday night, we looked in Romans chapter 3 of how Paul was always in contention of the law. Paul never had any problem with the adulterers or the adulteresses of the community or the drunkards, but he always had problems with religious people. They were always trying to beat the drum of that Mosaic law. We've got to keep the law. We've got to do. We've got to work. And Paul is sharing the gospel, and he's telling them that the law was perfect in Romans 3, but no man could live by it. That's why God sent His Son on a cross to die for man's sins, that he may live. And by the way, I'm glad that the cross was God's idea. I'm glad God didn't end with the law, but He made a way for me and you by the grace of God to get us into heaven. Now, three things as Paul picks up, he's really dissected and he's talking about saved by grace, that man cannot live by the law. He uses some terms in Romans 3 of propitiation, redemption, justification. But now in Romans 4, he's going to discuss three things about their father Abraham. What they've done, they've thrown in the face of Paul about, well, what about father Abraham? He's the pattern of our faith, and we are descendants of him. And by the way, didn't Abraham work his way unto God? And Paul writes this letter condemning the working of salvation by the law. And I want to share with you three great truths out of this chapter and be real brief tonight. First of all, I want to talk about the rumor of Abraham's faith. Secondly, the reality of Abraham's faith. And then thirdly, the results of Abraham's faith. Now, let's look at verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, and he is the father of our faith, he's the friend of God. He says, pertaining to the flesh hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, then he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. In other words, he said, I tell you what, if Abraham could sing himself, then when we get up and sing Amazing Grace, you'd be singing Amazing Grace to Abraham. But there's nobody that can save their self tonight. Underline this, he says, but not before God. He said, now, if a man had glory, he may have in some glory. But he said, let me tell you, God's not going to accept that glory. Because the only glory that God is going to accept is that of His Son. And thereby he's talking about the rumor of Abraham's faith. Now, it was a family rumor. Now, the Jews held up Abraham as a great example. You know, there's a lot of family rumors about working their way into heaven and being justified by works. And I would simply ask this question tonight. If you could work your way into heaven, it'd mean that you could work your way out of heaven. If you could work your way into heaven, then where's the bar to let me know I've done enough to get there? And therefore, Paul said, y'all talking crazy. Said it's a family rumor. And then we all know this, it's a very familiar rumor. Did you know the Catholic Church, they practice works? They count their beads and their Hail Marys, and there's many that's practicing the works all day long in order that they may get in. There's many denominations tonight know nothing about the grace of God, but they're certainly promoting that of works. I've heard people say, well, we're saved by grace, but we're kept by works. I'm glad I ain't kept by works. Honey, if I was kept by works, boy, hell would be my home tonight. And there's times I have bad thoughts. And I'll be honest with you, there's things, some things I say I wished I didn't say. Some folks make me mad sometimes. I make my own self mad sometimes. And we better not be counting on this flesh to get us to heaven, but we better realize this flesh is real. And the God that lives in us can subdue this flesh if we'll submit to the Spirit of God. And therefore, this rumor of Abraham's faith, now it was a family rumor. It was a big family rumor. Our father lived by works, and he pleased God. And then it's a familiar rumor. Many people are promoting that tonight. James said something about it, and boy, you're talking about a preacher. In the book of James, turn with me there just a few minutes this evening. James chapter number 3, and look at verse 14. James was a meat and potato type preacher. He's in your face type guy. He didn't worry if anybody's feelings got hurt. He just throwed it on the line. I'd love to go to church with him on Sunday, amen. We'd eat a whole lot more chicken by 12:30. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, he'd get up and get her set and get on down the road. That's the way it ought to be in preaching. And I've never liked a preacher get up, and then when he got on preaching, I said, now what'd he say? I want to know what he's got to say to me. Now look what he says, James 3, and let's look in James 2 and verse 14. What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, and if a man say, thou hast faith and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. In other words, this is what he's saying. He's saying, you know what? If you have faith, you'll have works. But works don't bring faith. And he says, let me tell you something. He said, if works will save you, then you show me faith without works. That's how much James believed in works and faith going together. But let me tell you something. The reason we work is because we have faith. It's not that we're working our way to get into heaven. We're working because we've already got into heaven. We're trying to be more like Christ and applying this Bible in our life. Listen, folks, tonight. Get this in your mind and reason it out in your hearts. It's not how much you do is how much God loves you. God loves you in spite of what you do and who you are.
You can't do one thing tonight to make God love you more than He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now, do we get closer to Him the closer we walk to Him? Sure we do. But let me tell you something. I sure am glad of the grace of God tonight that comes by faith that man can put in his Son and be saved and get his way into heaven without those works tonight. Now, there's a rumor of Abraham's faith. There's a family rumor that's a familiar rumor, but it's also a false rumor. In Ephesians 2, Paul clarifies it so easy. In Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, we can't argue with the Bible. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Verse 9, underline this, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Here it is, James, same concept, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now there's the rumor of Abraham's faith. Paul's writing and he clarifies it. He says, no, your rumor's wrong. So let me tell you something. He's not pleased God by works. It's been by faith. And now the second point, not on the rumors of Abraham's faith, but look at the reality of Abraham's faith. Back to the text in Romans 4, verses 3 through 5. He says this, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God. And in this amazing concept right here, I'll speak about it in a few minutes, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now unto him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now the reality of Abraham's faith. I want you to think about this if you're taking notes tonight. I want you to write the word faith just simply maybe down, F-A-I-T-H. And I want to use each one of these letters on the reality of Abraham's faith and speak just a moment about this thing of faith. Number one, faith. We have an F. Let's look at the word fact. It has to do with facts. These are the elements of faith. It's not a blind leap to believe in God, but it's based on facts of God's Word. Now, the reason we believe is because God says it. We take it of what God has said, and it produces a fact. Can I tell you, this Bible, there's no guesswork in this Bible. It's true from Genesis to Revelation. There's not one problem in this whole Bible. I look this week simply at a little study at all the different perversions that's come out about Bibles. There's over thousands of wrong translations that's been taken out of this King James Bible. Many Bibles has even dropped Christ, Lord, and the blood out. I'm glad He's still the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm still, it's the blood that saves old sinners. I'm glad we're still filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I'm still glad we're still God's people. Chosen out, called out of this old world to be a light that's shining in a dark world. Listen, neighbor, it's getting dark out yonder. I know it's windy and cold tonight, but she's darker than it's ever been in America. But oh my, aren't you glad Jesus said, just be your lights in the world. I sure am glad that a light will make a lot of darkness get out of the place. And that's what we need to do at Liberty Baptist Church. We need to be lights. Keep darkness knocked out of this place. Amen. And oh my goodness, there's the reality of Abraham's faith. F for facts. It is believing based upon facts of God's Word. And then A, it has to do with agreement. Before a person will ever have faith, they've got to get an agreement with this Bible that they need a Savior. You're not going to see anybody get saved if they get an agreement that they're lost. And then there's the word I. It means inner desire. I heard somebody say one time, well, a man, you know, he can just believe in God. He don't have to accept the Lord Jesus. Well, look in John 1 and verse number 11, John's Gospel chapter number 1 and verse number 11. Let's let the Bible be true and every man a liar. The Bible said he came unto his own and his own received him not. The Jews didn't want him. They turned their back on him. But verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. Now let me ask you something. Underline that verse 12 that received him. You say, preacher, I'm going to heaven. Well, tell me this. When did you receive him? You've got to receive Christ to be saved. And so there is that inner desire, faith, the elements of faith. F is fact. A is agreement. I is inner desire. You've got to want him. You've got to receive him. T is trust. This is having a unrestricted confidence in God and what he has said and trusting him. A genuine trust involves turning away from sin and self. And this turning is called, I spoke about it Sunday, but not many people was listening, repentance. Still takes repentance to be saved. And the Bible said in 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9, he said, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but here's our word, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance is walking this way, and all of a sudden there's a change inside you to make you want to go another direction. Let me tell you something. I done found out what Ken Bowman can do. Nothing. Ken Bowman can get in a bunch of trouble. I done found out without him, I am nothing. But I tell you what, I done found out him living in me, I can do anything with him. Because see, there's nothing he can't do. It's not a prayer he can't answer. It ain't a sinner he can't save. It's not a problem he can't fix. He's wonderful and he deserves all of the honor and the glory tonight. Oh my goodness, there's the reality of Abraham's faith. There's got to be a trust, an unrestricted confidence in God. And then H, that is simply maybe hope, or that word means expecting to obtain. Tell you, the faith I've got tonight, one day I'm going to see the Lord Jesus. This Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I seen something on the Catholic Church yesterday. They've got one church they've dug down under, and it's where a lot of they've buried their dead. They've got them in catacombs there, and they're trying to pray them out and get them into some place. I sure am glad I'm not going to set no purgatory. Amen. Can I tell you, the Bible don't even teach about a purgatory. The Bible says there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And it ain't no in-between. You step out of this world, man, you're going to meet God. And if we know His Son, we go into heaven. If not, hell's going to be our home. And I don't care how many beads you've counted. I don't care how many miles you rode on a bicycle, friend. Without the grace of God, hell will be your home. I'm glad I got saved one day. Thank God I ain't a working my way in. I'm glad I'm going yonder one day by the sweet grace of God. And when I mess up, I'm glad He picks me up and He fills me up. And thank God He's worthy of all of our praise. What a God would save somebody like us. What a God would count the righteousness of Christ on my account because I believed it. That's an amazing thing to me. That is an amazing thing that I believed and He gave me righteousness. Takes me to my third and closing point tonight, the rumor of Abraham's faith, the reality of Abraham's faith, but the results of Abraham's faith. It's amazing the results that faith brings. Look what it says in the Bible in Romans 4. Number 1, verse 3, the Bible simply said he believed. He trusted God of what he said was real. Has there ever been a time that you really believed and trusted God? Oh my, you see, there was a committing. Verse 3, he simply said, and Abraham believed God. Then not only was there a committing, there was a crediting. Look in verse 3. Here's a word. And it was counted unto him. You know what that means? It means credited one's account. Isn't that amazing that when you believed, God made a credit on your account? And I tell you how He made the credit. That was by the blood of the cross. When you believed in Him, He credited your account. You, I can go right down here and write a check in the morning for $100,000. And you know what? Right down, BB&T, I can walk in there in the morning and write a check for $100,000. And I promise you this, when I cash it, it'll bounce. But if God comes in there this evening and He puts it in my account and I walk in there in the morning and wrap that cat, honey, she's going to check out of there the shores of Martin goes to her gourd. And that God's put something on our account tonight. And it's all by the expense of His darling Son. Ain't no no works of the law. You look what this Bible said. When Abraham believed, the father of our faith, God counted it unto him as righteousness. That's an amazing concept. Oh, a lot of people get free with that if they could ever understand. God's made them free and credited their account. Oh, my. It's bad a man's getting help on his own preaching on a Wednesday night. I'm glad my account has been settled. Thank God. I'm glad it ain't only the ballots tipping. One day in 1981, I stepped out by faith and trusted the Lord Jesus, and the scales went kaplunk, glory to God. I'm glad that He credited my account that day. The results of Abraham's faith, he believed. There was a committing, there was a crediting. Verse 5, there was a cleansing. Look what it simply says. He counted for righteousness. I'm glad there's a cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Then verse 7, look at there. There's a covering saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Oh my, you see, if you took tonight, you simply took this Kleenex. This is the righteousness of Christ. Here Ken was. When I believed in Christ, God moved me over and He covered me. Covered me with the righteousness of His Son. Let me tell you something. When God sees me, He ain't seeing no works of this flesh. He ain't seeing an old sinful man. He's seeing the righteousness of His Son that I believed in Him. And He's put righteousness in my account on behalf of His Son. That's an amazing thing to me tonight. Oh, me. Well, there was a committing. There was a crediting. There was a cleansing. There was a covering. I'm glad God's got it covered, ain't you? You better be glad the Baptist Church ain't got it covered. They'd vote to see if they could do it or not. You better be glad by God's grace He's got you covered this evening. And then look in verse 8. There's a calming. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Did you know, Brother Tim, that's the same word that's used in verse 5. And it means to credit to one's account. Right there in verse number 8, that word impute, it simply means to credit to one's account. Now, this is the last place to go is 2 Corinthians 5:21. I'm done, but I want you to see it. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And I want to give you time to get there. I want you to underline it, find this in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For He hath made Him, who God has made His Son, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He never, listen to me, Jesus, somebody said, Jesus was God, man. He could have sinned. No, He couldn't. He was God in the flesh. He could have never sinned. He was the perfect sacrifice that never sinned. Who know no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God, look, in Him. And if you're in Christ tonight, you have the righteousness of Christ. And I sure am glad. Not only is there a rumor of Abraham's faith, Paul settled it up and he said, let me tell you something. He said, a man might can glory about something like that, but he can't glory before God about it.
And he said, there's the reality of Abraham's faith. He believed. But there's the results of it. Oh, I sure am glad God's credited my account tonight. Covered my sins. Has given me a calm about where I'm headed. You know, I'm glad it's a calming, this thing of faith. I'm glad I know that I know that I know tonight. I can't say that I've never doubted, because when I first got saved, I did doubt it some. I wondered. Because you know what? A person didn't wonder if they're going to spend eternity. I don't know what's wrong with them. But God don't want you wringing your hands and wondering. He wants you to know. Because you can know. Thank you for being here tonight. Stand with us if you would. Remember our service Sunday.